Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, it doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
Mark Rosewater is one of the most iconic individuals associated with Magic the Gathering. Next to the game's creator, Richard Garfield, perhaps no individual has had more influence on the design and direction of Magic. Often simply referred to as Maro, M-A-R-O, Mark Rosewater has played Magic since its introduction in 1993, worked at Wizards of the Coast since 1995, and has designed Magic cards since 1996. He became head designer in 2003. But he's not only the head designer, he's arguably the head evangelist for the game. Understanding and loving the game is only part of what makes Mark so effective at what he does. He spends time each day interacting with the Magic community. He writes a weekly column called Making Magic for the Wizards of the Coast website, records a weekly podcast called Drive to Work, makes a daily webcomic called Tales from the Pit, and often answers dozens of questions a day on his blog called Blogatog. Oh, and he's also on Twitter. With all of this social outreach, how does he get time to design cards? I don't know. He seems to be a limitless reservoir of energy. Maybe he's magic. The Magic Minute. And I'm just